Weekly, we do focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This morning, we speak with WGVU producer Mariana Avila about the Shaping Narratives Project. So for sound check, good morning to you, Mariana.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you for you. Of course, joining the discussion, WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell, a weekly radio segment that is part of the grant from the foundation, hearing all about that. Steve, take it away.
Yes, good morning, Shelley Irwin. Good morning to my colleague and special guest, Mariana Avila, producer and co-creator of the Shaping Narratives Initiative, and a special hello to all of our listeners on this wonderful Friday, our valued listeners and supporters making this all possible. Shelley, we are administering a multi-year grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, and we are grateful for not only the essential funding to make it all happen, but just as importantly and more importantly, for Kellogg's expertise, passion, and the wonderful initiatives they create worldwide so we can honor all humanity in our communities. And WGVU is trying to do that in two ways. We have hired an inclusion reporter, Michelle Jokish-Polo, that is focusing on the many inequities and disparities that occur right here in our community, in communities of color. And we also are working with leaders of color in our community under the brand of Shaping Narratives. And these individuals are creating authentic content, which then WGVU and these individuals will take into the community to encourage change-based conversation, which, of course, is essential now. And as everyone knows, in this very traumatic time with COVID-19 and the racial unjust, it is magnifying the many inequities and disparities that exist in communities of color. So we're very pleased that Mariana can join us and describe what Shaping Narratives is all about.
Yes, and hence we ask you then, Mariano, and miss your face here in the studio, but times will change. Would you provide an overview of history of Shaping Narratives?
Absolutely. So it started as a question. And the question was, how can we have good representation of communities that are generally not as prevalent in our programming? And how can we do it in a way that really amplifies the stories they want told in the way that they want told? And I think it's no secret, for example, that Native Americans have played largely the cowboys versus Indians theme or very horrible stereotypes around casinos and alcohol. And so we didn't want to play into stereotypes with any community. Hispanics were generally, you know, gardeners or women are objectified. It's, you know, it's these horrible stereotypes that we're usually portrayed in, and not so much on PBS, but we wanted to make sure that none of those things got played into. So we said, how do we put people who are people of color, minorities in their community, in a position where they can tell the stories with authenticity? And so we developed a 30-week program to train them in media, and we recruited people who are leaders in the community, but not necessarily media professionals. After running them for 30 weeks, they each designed a pilot program that they could show the community. So, for example, Alice Lynn decided to do one on why people of color are not going out into the outdoors as much as others, and what it means to be outdoors from a person of color perspective. For example, we went to the Manistee River and canoed, and we took along a friend who's Native American, and she explained to us what that river means for Native Americans. When we camped in that same program, we went to Idlewild, and that is a traditionally Black community. It started out as a resort for Black folks before integration, and now it's, you know, looking ahead at a new era of trying to get a small town in the middle of Michigan that is largely run by the Black community. And it's really those kinds of programming that you can't create if you're not in the community. And we produce five of them. And now we're trying to create conversations around them. And as you know, you alluded to already, COVID has changed a lot of our lives. And we were supposed to go to South by Southwest, PBS annual conference. We were supposed to go to a bunch of different festivals and events. And now we're just have the opportunity for folks in West Michigan or anyone who wants to know to do this virtually. So we're moving a lot of our programming to virtual spaces, which provides access to anyone who wants it.
Mariano, this is Steve Chappell again, and would you share a little bit, some additional details about that fascinating 30-week model project that included not only the media training, but could you talk a little bit about the other two modules, decolonizing the narrative and what that entailed, and then also community organizing as a distribution strategy?
Yeah, thanks for asking this. So the beginning of this started with a partnership with the College of with the Brooks College at Grand Valley, which has provided two of their professors so we could teach this decolonizing framework. And the idea is colonialism is different types of narratives around what it means to be different people. And so for people of color, when you're trying to tell your story, when you're told you have to tell it to the broadest audience possible, the broadest audience in the United States is white folks. And that's fine, except white folks have a very different way of understanding what it means to be who I am, what it means to be a black person, what it means to be. And if we're constantly trying to relate that, we're always going back to basics. So what does it mean to just tell your story from your perspective if you don't have to do any of the explaining? You just get to tell it. And that, believe it or not, takes unlearning and relearning as you're trying to develop your own story. So that was the first module, just understanding that piece and how to do it. Second module was how to do the technical elements. I was trained in how to light in a way that favored white folks. So if you have someone that's really dark and someone that's really light, you blast a lot of light on the dark person and you kind of light normally for the white person. That's just how you're taught. We learn techniques that make everybody look good and don't favor anybody. The last module, which was, like as you alluded to, using community organizing as a distribution strategy for media, was centering on who needs to see your show. If nobody sees it except the people that you really want to see this show, who are those people and how do you make sure that you reach them with your programming? And so that's not like the start with billboards and advertising. But you start with a community organizing structure of people who advise you, people who support you, people who share your content on Facebook or on Instagram or on Twitter. And that's basically what the community organizing structures did, that we activated these groups around each of the participants, and they developed these groups, but we taught them how. And now they're super active. They're helping us put together these events that we're trying to organize for everybody. So those were the three modules. It was 10 weeks each, 30 weeks total for the three modules.
Shelley Irwin, I'd like to mention the Shaping Narratives website at this time, if I may. And that is for all of our listeners. If you want to learn more about all of the programs produced by our Shaping Narratives participants, you may go to WGVU.org. Again, WGVU.org/shaping-narratives. So if you just Google WGVU Shaping Narratives, you can actually watch the pilot programs for each of our participants and learn more about them, including and I'd like to segue now to an upcoming event, the first community engagement event as part of our grant that will take place on July 30th with Alice Lynn. Can you talk a little bit about what that's going to be about, Mariano?
Absolutely, Steve. And we're really excited about this. So Alice, as I mentioned before, she has a show that is all about people of color in the outdoors. And her program is called Color Out Here, and that's the title of our event, because it resonates with the show, but it is going to feature our lieutenant governor and the director of the Office of Outdoor Industry in Michigan. And they're going to talk about how inclusion in the industry and in spaces actually equals safety for people of color in the outdoors, because believe it or not, one of the main reasons that people of color do not go outdoors isn't just that we're not aware that the outside exists, but it's because there's a lot of historic and even contemporary reasons that we don't feel safe and, in fact, are not safe largely in outdoor spaces. There's a case in Indiana just recently where a man was minding his business and almost literally got lynched. Like, they were asking for a noose to lynch him. These things are not uncommon. It's just it happens that now we have camera phones and we can record a lot of them. But the outdoors is generally not inviting for people of color. So our lieutenant governor, who is himself a black man, is going to be on this call at 10:30 on Friday the 30th to talk to us. Well, not on the phone. She's going to be on a Zoom call to talk to us about how inclusion means safety for people of color. And Alice is going to lead that conversation. I am really excited because I don't consider myself a super outdoorsy person, but in talking with Alice and with some of our other participants and with Brad, who's also going to be on the call, Brad Garman, who's the head of our office, or he's the director of our office of the outdoor industry here in Michigan. It's a new office. He and I have actually gotten to know each other a little bit, and he's encouraged me in ways that I think I feel safe being outdoors, and I feel excited about being outdoors. So it's going to be a really cool conversation. I am very excited about it, and I can't wait to see the questions that Alice, who is far more knowledgeable about all this stuff, asks our Lieutenant Governor and Brad, Lieutenant Governor Mr. Gilchrist, of course.
Talking about, well, what we talk about on a weekly basis, the work of area individuals and organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. Of course, keeping our conversation close to home with WGVU producer Mariano Avila and WGVU grants manager Steve Chappell. We've got about 4 minutes left, so I'll go to you, Mariano, to speak about future shaping narratives grant activities.
Sure. I think we're going to be doing a lot more of these kinds of events. And if you know any of our hosts, we have Alice Lynn. We have Lynn Thomas, who is our host for the Native American show called Ngiwe. And if you know her or if you follow her, go ahead and follow her. Alice Lynn, follow her. Rishi Makar Singh is the host of Meeting God, a show about interfaith, and it's a very different concept. It's not let me convince you of my faith or let's try to explore everybody's faith. It's trying to find the commonalities in understanding and values and philosophy so that we can better get along with one another. There is Cultural Ingredients, which is hosted by George Walker III. A lot of people know George because he does wine events around town, and he's trying to explore a show called Cultural Ingredients, which takes one ingredient and explores its history, one dish and explores its history, and one cook or chef and explores their history in developing these concepts, whether it's a restaurant or a particular recipe. And he does it all from a place that honors people's background. And then the Black Honest Truth is a show that explores the differences in the Black experience between African immigrants and African Americans. So these shows each have their unique offering. They have a very powerful perspective that right before COVID was about to start to get some national attention. And, of course, that got put on hold. But now we are really focusing on reaching our community. And so watch for these events here on WGVU. Watch for Shaping Narratives virtual events, because that's where you'll get to ask questions directly to our hosts and their guests. We're really exciting people. I can't speak to all the other events that we're planning, but I can speak to the one on Friday, which is Color Out Here with Alice Lynn, and it's going to be at 10:30 with our Lieutenant Governor and the Office of the Outdoor Industry.
Awesome. Steve?
Yes, I'd just like to reiterate what Mariano said in part, the date of our first upcoming W.K. Kellogg-sponsored live event will be July 30th from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. That's July 30th, 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. There'll be more information soon on the WGVU webpage, the Shaping Narratives page, and our listeners will be able to participate in that live event on the WGVU Facebook and YouTube pages and on other platforms. And that's going to be hosted by Alice Lynn, the producer of Color Out Here, and special guest will be the Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist and Brad Carman, director of the Michigan Office of the Outdoor Industry. So we're very excited about that, and we thank Mariano, the producer of Shaping Narratives, and WGVU's producer for information. I'd like to also remind our listeners, if you've missed any part of this interview, please visit the WGVU radio news page under Mutually Inclusive a little bit later this afternoon, and you may hear it in its entirety.
That's what we do. We archive so that you can listen over and over again and tell your friends. Steve Chappell and Mariano Avila, thanks for this weekly conversation. Important, and I look forward to next week. Mariano, thank you.
Thank you.
Steve, see ya.
Thanks very much.